Hi everyone, welcome back to Go With Flow. My name is Flo and I'm the host of this show where we talk about personal development, traveling and the world and anything in between. It's a show and it's a podcast to remind everyone listening and myself, and foremost myself, to not overthink things and go with the flow. I am coming at you today from my bedroom at home in my parents' house. I just recorded this episode once and I wasn't able to export it, which really frustrates me because this whole show is about, you know, it's unscripted, it's unedited, which means what you hear is what is happening. I don't, that doesn't make sense, but what, as in, it's as raw, as authentic as it gets, you know. I hit record, I talk, and then I hit export, and that's it, and it's uploaded. But something went wrong, and while it frustrated me for a second, I'm trying to tell myself, you know what, this is what this podcast is all about. It's about going with the flow and just not overthinking things, and it's fine. We move on. We start over. So, hi everyone. If we haven't met yet, nice to meet you. I'm Flo, I'm 22 years old. And yeah, I've been doing this podcast for a year now and been talking about lots of different things. Anyway, today I want to talk about the fact that it is April 2021. First of all, time is going by so quickly. Hello. And second of all, it's been just over a year of this pandemic. And I just want to congratulate myself and pat myself on the back. That's me patting myself on the back and give myself a hug, because it has been a tough year and I am done being hard on myself. I am done beating myself up for not being productive, even though I have a lot of time, and for not feeling good because other people have it worse. I'm done. I'm accepting of how I'm feeling, and I'm allowing myself to feel the way I feel, and I'm validating my feelings, and I'm making myself proud. No, that's not what I wanted to say. I'm telling myself, you know what, you've made it this far. This is good. This is an achievement in itself, because it's a pandemic. It's a worldwide pandemic. This is not normal life. This is not how people usually live. It's not a normal thing. And it's been really tough. And if anyone else is listening and has felt like this year has been difficult in any way, just know you are not alone. You are not alone. I'm sending you so much positivity. Blah, blah, blah. Can't talk anymore. Positivity, and just allow yourself. This is your permission to give yourself, you know, a pat on the back. We've made it this far. This year has been really difficult for many of us, and no need to say that. I'm going to just talk about ways it was difficult, and for me, and maybe some ways that you related. For me, one of the main things was loneliness and uncertainty, but it started before the pandemic. It started way before, because I was on a gap year this time last year and didn't have a job lined up and had all these plans and was, you know, not sure how I was going to make these things happen. And also, I was just coming to terms with the fact that I didn't want to go and get a law job and work in a corporate law firm like I thought I did. So that was kind of very, very, I'm looking for a word. It's like déboussolant. How do I'm going to look this up. This is what Go With The Flow is about. It's you go with the flow. We're going to learn something today. Déboussolant in French. It means déboussolant in English. I forgot to type that, so it doesn't really help. What does it say? Hey Google, why are you not loading? Anyway, while that's loading, it's been tough to deal with it in itself, and, you know, applying for jobs and finding ways to make money, and and support myself and plan these things that I want to be doing while being very far away from my friends. I mean, my friends, most of my friends live all over the world. I have one friend in this country, in Germany, and she lives hours away. So I don't really have friends, and it's easy to say just make some new friends, but it wasn't easy for me at the time because, like, where do you make friends? Like, okay, my parents moved here after I finished high school, so I didn't go to high school here. I didn't go to college here. I went to college somewhere else. I was only here for, like, the summer holidays and the winter holidays. Like, how do you make friends? Help me. But anyway, I didn't want to make friends either. I was happy with the friends that I had, even though it was long distance, like, and I was planning on going to visit them, and it was fine. I've dealt all my life with long distance friendships, and I'm great at it. I am. My best friendships have been long distance, and I'm gonna be making a video about this. I've been starting to write a script for this, so stay tuned if you're interested. But it's just different when it's a pandemic, isn't it? Like, it just went downhill from there. So I had all these, like, insecurities and uncertainties and feelings of overwhelmingness. By the way, I just looked for déboussolant right now and it just came up. It says bamboozled. I don't think that's the word I was looking for. But anyway, I kind of just, like, lost my compass. That's what it means, if you translate it literally. But yeah, and then the pandemic hit, and everything just went downhill. I mean, from at the beginning, it was, like, nice because I was at home. It was such nice weather. So with family, we're playing lots of board games and eating outside, and it was quiet, and it was just bliss. And then I, you know, was like, okay, I have all this time on my hands. I'm gonna do these things and learn these skills and read so much, and I loved it. I learned to really appreciate time with myself and solitude. But then it just went downhill. Like, it just became so difficult and so tough. And I don't want to really talk about all these things and complain this whole episode. But loneliness, man, it's the worst. And if you felt any bit lonely this whole year, just know that you're not alone. You might feel like you're very alone. You might feel like no one understands you. You might feel like you're alone against the world and that the world is against you, but you're not alone. Okay. If anyone wants to chat with me, feel free to message me anywhere on WhatsApp if you have my number. If not, just DM me on Instagram at noflomo. Everyone is welcome in the DMs. Non-judgmental, anything. I'm just very nice and I'm happy to talk. But yeah, like, it's just been a very, very, very lonely year, and it had already been a year of loneliness for me. Solitude and loneliness at times, but now it just went down to loneliness and I hate it. but yeah. Also taught me some things about family, how important family is. And I'm not just saying your family as in your relatives, but also your friends and the family that you choose. Really, even if they didn't do anything actively to help me this year, just the mere presence of my friends and family has been a lot. Like, I don't know, it's just given me a huge sense of comfort. And I'm very, very grateful, forever grateful for my best friends and my family. So if you're listening to this, just know I really, really appreciate you. You know who you are. And I'm singing now because I am sort of getting a bit emotional thinking about all the moments, tough moments this year. There's been some good moments. I mean, saw my cousins a couple times, learned a lot of things this year. I learned a lot of things in terms of history and culture. I read a lot of books, watched a lot of films and documentaries. That's something I'm really proud of because I'm very interested in these things and I wouldn't necessarily have had the time or put the time to do these things. So very, very fascinated about ancient world and exploration and stuff. Right now I'm reading a book. I'm still reading it. It's been a couple months, but it's about J.P. Burckhardt, who was one of the first, like, modern Western explorers who discovered Petra basically in Jordan, and that is absolutely fascinating. I'm just dreaming of like what it must have been like to be an early explorer in the 1800s when you just had a blank map, but you didn't know what was there. Nothing is written, like even the locals have no written record of these things. I don't know, it's just so fascinating, and we will never be able to reach this level of exploration, sadly, this time, day and age. But I don't know, it just makes you dream and like want to go explore. And I know that there are really, really remote places that are technically on a map, but people don't know about and you don't know about. And that is very exciting. That's why I'm very excited about this Project Africa trip that I am going on end of this year. Hopefully, fingers crossed, actually, knock on wood. So basically, I'm cycling across Africa from Cairo to Cape Town. It's gonna be 10 months and it's bicycling, not motorcycling, like some people think. It is a bicycle. It's gonna be hella tough. But it is also gonna be amazing. And I'm doing it with two of my best friends, my best friends, and it's gonna be awesome. And that's one thing that I've been working on the past months is building a website for it. If you Google, please do this. I'm so proud of this. This is really cool. I'm getting really excited about this. But if you type HTTPS, or just in your thing, I ruined it now. If you type projectafrica.bike and hit enter, you will see our beautiful website that we spent so many hours on. Check it out. Support us, follow us. That'll be amazing. We're so excited to make this happen finally after years of planning. But yeah, that's a little thing I'm looking forward to, where I know that I'll be exploring really, really remote places and telling these stories and kind of living that explorer life that I've always dreamt of as a kid and that I'm reading about right now as a young adult. I've been also learning a lot of skills in terms of like editing, for example, video editing, even though I haven't really edited many videos since this time last year. I feel like I've come a long way. Because this time last year, I'd only made one video that was like one proper video that was the Lebanon video. And I mean, looking back, I know that I have a lot of room to improve on. And even now, the level that I'm at now, I know that I have so much more potential. And to reach that, I need to do a lot of work. And I'm ready to do that in the future as well. But yeah, I've learned a lot in terms of editing videos. After Effects. Oh, you guys, I learned how to use After Effects and I'm pretty good at it. Like, I can pretty much do anything on After Effects. If you ask for anything, I'll be able to figure it out at least. Might not know how to do it straight away, but I know and I'm confident in myself that I can figure anything out. And with tutorials or just like playing around with it, I am so proud of myself for that because I never thought I was gonna be able to animate anything on After Effects. I swear I opened it the first time. I was like, there's no way I can do this. It's so complicated. It is way beyond me. Why would I be able to do that? Like, there are people whose job it is to do that. And I did it. I animated some stuff and I'm so proud of myself. So yeah. Need to work more on After Effects now, so that I can become more comfortable with it. Like, I'm confident, but I'm not comfortable. Like, it takes me a long time. It's frustrating. But I know that I will get there eventually, which is very, very frustrating and time consuming sometimes. Also, working independently as a freelancer, I've done a couple of freelancing jobs. You know, how do you find clients out of nowhere? How do you monetize your skills? I wouldn't, like, I think it comes with confidence as well, but I didn't believe that my skills were something I could get paid for. I was like, why do I deserve to be paid for this? Like, I do this, but like other people can do it better. No, you have skills, you help people, you can be paid for it, and you can find people that are willing to pay for it. That's what I did. That was a great, you know, confidence boost to be able to do that, and also really fun to work with like different clients on different things. Now it's a bit more of a struggle. I haven't really looked for clients and stuff, but if anyone is looking for a freelance editor or designer or social media person, or consulting work for social media stuff, or even like copywriter, hit me up. Let's work together. I'm so excited. I'll do it for free. Like, I love working with people. I love offering my services and learning and growing. And yeah, anyway, what was I gonna say? I had something to say, but I got distracted because my mouth is so dry because I did another one of these podcasts before. And now I'm singing again because I'm trying to think of what I was saying, but I can't remember. I feel like I'm rambling. I just need to take a deep breath. Anyone listening, please just close your eyes for a second and take two deep breaths. Honestly, it just makes everything so much better. There we go. This is something I should do more of when I do these podcasts. Just like breathe and take it slow, because I feel like my pace was just way too fast right now. I apologize to anyone listening to this. This is marathon, not a sprint. Just gonna take a moment to think and gather my thoughts. So I kind of, yeah, kind of this, the whole point of this episode was kind of just like to wrap up this year and just kind of, you know, give myself some credit for this year, because it's been really tough and I've been really tough on myself. And so just want to, I mean, if I vocalize these things, maybe it'll be easier to accept, you know, that's what I'm trying to do here. And anyone else listening out there, like, if you felt bad and you feel bad about feeling bad, like, don't, like, really don't. It's completely normal. We're in a pandemic and everyone goes through their own struggles. It's always relative. There's always people going through worse stuff than you and always people having it better than you. But never compare struggles. Everyone has different struggles and it's not comparable. It's not, it's really not. And if you have friends who are struggling, listen to their problems, listen to them. Don't make it about you, just listen. And show your empathy and show your support and show that you are there for them no matter what. And even if you don't know or understand what they're going through, just say, you know, I don't know what you're going through. I don't understand, but I'm still here. And if there's anything I can do, even if it's just listen and nod or give you a hug or anything, then do that. Please do that. Reach out to your friends. And also, if you're one of my friends listening to this and I haven't responded to you, I'm really, really sorry. I've been, actually, I forgot to mention this because I did it in the last episode, but it got deleted. As in like the last recording. But yeah, these past few months have been really difficult for me because I've been trying to recover from depression. Pretty, pretty deep stuff. And I kind of touched upon this on my last episode, episode 12. So if you want to check that out, there's some more information there. And it's a bit more uplifting, hopefully. It's a lot more uplifting than anything that I've said now, maybe. But so I highly recommend it. But yeah, it's been really difficult. And it's been very much like on and off as well. So you think you're getting better and then you fall again. But it's fine. We get up. We keep going. And I'm saying that right now. I would not have been able to say that like a couple months ago. So yeah, anyone listening, just, I apologize if I haven't responded back to you. I am thinking of you, promise. Every single person that I owe a response to, or, you know, or not even necessarily a response to, but that I have a message in a really long time, I am thinking of you very much. So that's that. Kind of wanted to touch upon the future of this podcast because, okay, so kind of to get you, so here's the deal. This is season one of this podcast. Season one of Go With The Flow, episode 13. The goal with season one kind of was just literally, as the name says, go with the flow. Just start something and try it out and have these little audio recordings for myself for the future to listen back on and share my thoughts and get to know this medium of audio communication. I love it. I love talking. I love being able to talk at my own pace and gather my thoughts and really learn how to communicate properly. I know that there is so much I need to improve on in terms of the words I use, the vocabulary that I use. I say like all the time, and I notice that, but I'm improving so much and I feel much more confident talking, and I really love this format. I don't know, I think there's something really, really nice about it. The fact that it's raw, unedited, unscripted, it's authentic, it's literally just go with the flow. It's a really good exercise for me to go with the flow and not, I say that all the time, it's pun intended but not intended, but it's flow as in flow, not my name. And just like not overthink things. And it's been a huge help because I overthink things a lot. And being able to do this has helped very much. So that's that. And I discuss basically like mainly all, everything I talk about falls into one of these three categories, which is personal development, traveling, or the world. And I have, they're pretty broad to be honest, and I've basically touched upon these things, but generally that's what I'm interested in. Like here and there I will branch out and talk about other things, but and like my experiences and stuff. But for season 12, oh my gosh, I just ruined it, didn't I? It was episode 12 last time. I'm meaning season 2. For season 2, I'm very excited. I'm going to be bringing some guests. We're going to be talking about mental health, and I don't know, I'm just going to bring in like really cool people that are doing really cool stuff, whether it's regarding mental health or social media or sustainability or really cool personal challenges, like really, really fun, amazing, interesting people that I just want to have conversations with and chats with. And I'm going to share these conversations because we are all nosy. But also, I don't know, I just really like these kinds of really chill conversations. I wish there were more of these out there. So I'm doing my own. And so, yeah, I'm very excited. Anyone listening, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to this podcast. There is some really, really interesting things coming your way. I'm going to be making a couple more episodes solo, I think, in this season, like a handful, and then we're going to wrap it up, and then beginning season 2, and season 2 is going to be different. It's going to be somewhere I talk, somewhere I bring in some really cool guests, and there's something for everyone, but definitely stay tuned, because I'm sure you will get some value from any some things that I'm going to be making in the future, sharing in the future. So, yes. Also, I would really, really appreciate if you could give me a rating wherever you're listening on this, if it's Apple Podcasts or whatever service you're listening to this show on. 5 stars would be great. If not, don't rate me. Just kidding. Do whatever you want. If you want to leave some words, I really, really appreciate that as well. Share it with a friend. Also, exciting thing, another thing, maybe I'm going to be introducing a video aspect of this. Would that interest you? I mean, I'm thinking of doing this for video podcasts, for interviews, or not necessarily interviews, but with guests, I might do introduce videos, because I think that could be very cool to like see people talking and stuff. Might do also videos for solo episodes, but I like this format. I like being in my room and talking, and it is very authentic and very comfortable for me, because I'm just like talking, and it's very much what I wanted to do, as in go with the flow, and it's a good exercise for me to not overthink things. But yeah, let me know if any feedback, by the way, always appreciate feedback. Email me, message me, anything. I would love feedback, and by feedback I don't want compliments, I want criticism, like constructive criticism. So yeah, compliments are fine too, by the way, but yeah. Anyway, it's been 24 minutes. I think I'm gonna wrap it up here. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for the next episodes. They're gonna be cool. I don't know what they're gonna be about yet, but I have some topics in mind, so just know they're gonna be really, really good. And you get to hang out with me, you get to listen to a friend. That's what I want it to be like. You're listening to a friend. I don't want it to be like this massive production, you know. You are, especially this year, you are alone at home, or I don't know, maybe you're not. I am alone at home. Sometimes I love putting podcasts on just because I feel like I'm talking to a friend or listening to a friend, you know? So anyway, enjoy your week, enjoy your day, morning, evening, whatever it is, wherever you are listening to, whenever you're listening to this. Hope you're patting yourself on the back for this tough year we've had. Hope you appreciate and are able to take some good lessons from it. Write them down. Document what you feel like, because you'll want to look back one day and say, wow, at this point in my life, I had written these 5 things that I'd learned in this year of coronavirus, and you might forget. So just like write them down or record yourself in a voice note, or yeah, film yourself with your phone. No one else needs to see it. Just do it for yourself. It's really, really, promise me, not promise me, I promise you, nothing bad has come from documenting my life for myself. I've done that my whole life, whether it's journaling, videos, podcasts, voice recordings, writing. There's so many ways to do it, and it's always, always very, very insightful, and I'm always happy that I did it. So do it. And maybe if you want to share them with me, share them with me. I'd love to hear what your takeaways are this year, what you're proud of yourself for, and what you are taking away from it, and you know, into this next year. Hopefully it's going to be more freeing and more active, and yeah, positive change, hopefully. I'm gonna go now. It was great to talk to you guys, and you're gonna hear me in the next one. Gotta go now, but bye.